This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Thamma ba'du. Today I've got something for everybody. So those who are outside also, you might like to listen. Because I have been told many things by many people of what is going on here. So I thought today we'll dedicate it to this, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll talk about Istighfar and Tawbah. First, straightening the saf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadu bainal manakibi wal aqdam. He said, straighten and put your shoulders together and then your feet. Now we see this again and again. We see people, especially it starts okay, then after that, when after 8 rakat or whatever, people go and then there are gaps and people are like they are grouted into the floor or something. You know? They refuse to move. I mean, it's, you don't own that piece of real estate, just move, right? So move and stand shoulder to shoulder with your brothers. It is very, very important, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put conflict in your hearts. Shaitan will come between. Second thing is, when they are standing in the saf, some people, they stand with their feet so far apart. Now, you're not there for a colonoscopy or something, right? Feet to the level of the shoulder. Feet to the level of the shoulders. First, the shoulder must touch. If your feet are so far apart, the shoulder cannot touch. You have to be built like a triangle for the shoulder to be touched. So, shoulders to be touched and then the feet. And secondly, next thing you know, the chap is stamping my foot. Now, why is he stamping my foot? No, Rasulullah said, touch the feet. He didn't say, stamp my foot. Right? Find me the hadith. Stamp the foot of Shaykh Yawar. Ajeeb. Touch the foot, okay. Don't stamp somebody's feet. It's very irritating. So, shoulder to shoulder, feet. After that, let the foot touch if you like, no problem. But, saf, forming of the saf. The very beautiful hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to have this practice. He would actually walk in the saf from one end to the other to straighten the saf first. Sometimes he would carry an arrow and he would, you know, use the arrow like a leveling thing for this. And if somebody was sticking out, then he would gently poke him with the arrow to push him back. So, in the detailed hadith of Rasulullah's last khitab for the Sahaba, which was on the Thursday, he spoke literally from Dhuhr to Asr to Maghrib. In that, one of the parts of that, he said to people, I am here, if I have hurt anybody, I am presenting myself for khisas. So, if I did anything to you, if I owe something to you, tell me, I will pay you back. If I did something to you, come and do it to me. Right? Let us settle the scores. So, imagine that whole scene, how it must have been. All the sahaba are there. It's a very serious and a very somber kind of situation because he's speaking to them. Many of them know that maybe this is the last time because he has been sick for a while. But one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I want my revenge. I have khisas. You hurt me. So everyone is shocked. He says, what kind of man is this? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, come. He came. He said, what did I do to you? He said, you poked me with the arrow and it hurt me. So I must get my, you know, return. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his shirt and he said, okay, so poke me back. The man kissed him on his stomach. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I wanted this to be the last thing I do. To go with me when I die. Huh? The straightening of the saf is a very, very important thing. So please remember that. Second thing is, the issue of, I want to ask my brothers here, can you give me that app which you have called Qabooliyat? Huh? You know, the one that you have, immediately after Salah, you open the app and you see whether your Salah is accepted or not. You get a You got a message, right? No? So give me the app. I want to know if my salah is accepted or not. Salaam alaikum. Phone outside. And they are checking to see if the salah is accepted. They get a message. Salah accepted. Repeat the salah. First rakat accepted, second not accepted. I mean, what? Have some, you know, the salah is what? Akhim is salata. For what? Limada. Li zikri. Ala bi zikri lahi tatma innul qulub. If there is no itminan of the qalb, even in the salah, then where are we going to find this? Where are we going to find peace of mind? Where are we going to find tranquility? If we can't even find it in salah. So after the salah, especially after the first salah is finished, sit peacefully, leave the phone, right? Ideally, don't even bring it into the masjid. You don't need the phone here. Who's going to call you? Malakul Maut? Right? Leave the phone in your car or wherever. If it is in your pocket, leave it in the pocket. After your first salah, do the azkar, those masnoor azkar, very, very important. Right? Do those azkar, make dua, pray sunnah. Then you can look at your phone. But immediately, as soon as the salam, salam phone, what is this? So that is the second issue as far as this phone. Third thing is, in Jummah, the khutbah is of the same hukum as the salah. Normally, Salat al-Dhuhr is 4 rakat. In Jummah, you pray 2 rakat and the khutbah has the value of other 2 rakat. Which means that the adab for the khutbah, the manners for the khutbah are the same as the salah. Which means that during the khutbah, you are supposed to listen to the khutbah. You are not supposed to speak. If somebody says salam alaikum, you are not supposed to say wa alaikum as-salam. You are not supposed to read Quran or do dhikr or tasbihat or anything. Just listen to the khatib, the imam who is making the khutbah. Including if you see somebody doing something wrong, do not even correct that person. Even that is wrong during the khutbah, which is very, very important to do. Now here we find, not only here, this is a universal problem. People come in, Assalamu alaikum, how are you doing? Oh, fantastic. But it is not a hangout place, right? The Jummah is not pub or something. You're not coming to Jummah for entertainment. Come with the intention, it is ibadah. Come with the intention of ibadah. Come with the intention of learning something. Come with the intention of changing yourself. Come with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with us. Listen carefully to the khatib. Don't talk to anybody. Don't do anything. But concentrate on that. When the khutbah is over, salah, complete the salah, adhkar. Then your friend and so on and so forth, mafi mushkil, no problem. After Jummah, it's good. We should meet people. Right? We even tell the imams and the khatibs, don't just go off home somewhere. You know, I mean, just hang around there, meet people and so on, meet the other congregants who come. Because some people come, you know, to a masjid particularly, only on Jummah. Other times they pray somewhere else. So meet people. But in the time of the khutbah, nothing else. Right, please, so make sure you do this. Don't spoil your own ibadah. The thing I say to people is, Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. You take all the time and trouble to come from wherever you are. You drive, you spend gas and whatnot. You take time off, you come. And then you ruin all the benefit that you can get from what sense does it make? After taking all the trouble. I mean, if somebody is not coming, they're not coming. But if somebody is coming and still is going from here empty, what does it make? What sense does it make? So please don't do that, right? Make sure you don't talk to anybody. Last and final thing, tahara. Very, very important. Two issues there. One of my young brothers, he is making sajda like this on his two hands. You ask him why? He said, because the carpet stinks. Why does the carpet stink? Because there is somebody who's put his toe jam on it. You know what's toe jam, right? Those socks you wash once in a year? I mean, fuck. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Ajeeb. So, your presence is there. Is there on the carpet, maybe, you know, 6 months after you have gone. I mean, please. I mean, people are making sajda in that place. Why should a Muslim no matter how strong... You know, no matter how strong you are, at least once in a day you make wudu, right? So wash your feet, man. Wash your feet, wash your socks. Don't come with dirty socks, smelly shoes, and, you know, the carpet. And people are putting their face on that. I mean, please, I mean, really, we should have consideration for other people, right? You can't even put your face because where you stand, your face is in a different place. No, please, I mean, jokes apart, I'm sorry I laugh at this thing. But seriously, please, hygiene is very, very, very important. You have a beautiful masjid, beautiful carpets and so on and so forth. And then you go onto those carpets with dirty feet. What sense does it make? Now, finally, this is the capping one. One of my brothers, I won't even look at him, I won't point at him, so you don't know who it is, but he told me 2 days ago, he said, people are urinating, and this refers to the boys here. He said, people are urinating standing up. So there is the smell of urine in the bathroom, there is spray on the toilet seats and so on, very bad. So he said, please mention it. Now I'm thinking how to mention this in the khatra. Then today, I was sitting on the throne and somebody comes into the next cabinet and I see that he's standing. So I'm thinking he's going to turn around and sit. He's not sitting. So I said, sit down. Now, he still did not sit down. Right? And then I hear this, you know, this musical tinkling of a waterfall. And subhanAllah, I mean, really, you know, have mercy on yourself, right? No matter how good you think your aim is, it's not that good. And secondly, even if it is, when liquid falls on liquid, it splashes. And you have sprinkled the whole toilet seat and the floor and your feet. Remember, there is a hadith of Rasulullah. He was passing by two graves. And he stopped there and he said to the people, these two are getting azab, they are getting punishment in the grave for something which is really not very big. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? He said, one of them is being punished in the grave because he did not guard himself while urinating. And so his urine used to splash on his clothes and his feet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now getting punished in the grave. Right? So laughing is a different thing, but this is a very serious matter. Very serious. The other one, he said, is being punished for namima. And namima is carrying tails and so on. And, you know, it's another form of ghibah. So please, sit down. Imagine, this is a beautiful masjid. MashaAllah, the bathroom, so clean, so nice. Keep it like that. And this is zulm on the others. Right? You do whatever you do and you go away. The other person is coming there. He expects the place to be clean. Now his clothes get soiled, his body gets soiled, and you know his tahara is ruined because of you. Now this is zulm on the other person. Believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accounting for all this. So please do not do that. Sit down and do what you need to do. And make sure that before you leave the toilet, no matter how it was when you found it, clean it yourself. Right? Make sure the toilet is clean before you leave the toilet. This is very important. Every single one of us, we need to do this. You were saying something?
The flip-flops, they have to wear them so they don't carry najasa.
Oh yeah, that's another thing. People also walk barefoot into the toilet. They make wudu and they come from there into the prayer area. No, really, I mean, these are things. I mean, do you really think I have to sit here and tell you all this? You know, I mean, please, don't do that. Wear those slippers, make your wudu and so on, leave the slippers there, come out, make sure your feet are dry, feet are clean. This is a prayer area this is not a church, right? In a church, you are sitting on a chair or something. Here, we put our face on the, you put your face on the ground. And imagine, somebody is walked there from the toilet straight and you're putting your face onto that. How nasty is that? I mean, you know, that's a horrible thing. And where is that happening? In the masjid. So please, let us not do all this. Let us be clean. Let us, you know, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and to enable us to have the best akhlaq, the best khuluq, to have the best manners, the best consideration for each other, to have kindness for each other. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of this and to help us to be the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, so that we can face him when we meet him, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.